In July 2011, American Brett Walkley visited Juba to celebrate South Sudan's independence. While she was there, she learned about a class of medical students at the University of Juba College of Medicine.
One story that struck me most was about these medical students living in tents on the university campus and how, with virtually no teaching materials, no professors, and no classrooms, they had been known to teach themselves biochemistry with sticks in the dirt.
What the students did have was determination. Walkley says the group was committed to becoming the first generation of locally trained South Sudanese doctors. Even though she wasn't much older than they were, Walkley wanted to help them somehow. She thought it over while drinking a beer.
As a beer lover, and especially my husband, who's a beer lover, pretty much everywhere we go travel, one of the things he always picks up is a beer shirt, whether it's a Tusker shirt from Kenya or, you know, a Beer Lao shirt from Laos. They're also the kind of gifts that we basically always give his friends or his father. While traveling in Juba, I enjoyed many white bull lagers, but I realized there was no way to purchase a shirt, and knowing sort of all too well how popular beer shirts are, I thought it would be a good idea.
Walkley, who's a graphic designer in the West Coast city of Los Angeles, California, created two T-shirts to raise money for the medical students. One has a picture of South Sudan with an anatomically correct heart over the city of Juba. The other features the White Bull Lager logo. Walkley says she's sold hundreds of T-shirts and raised thousands of dollars. All the money goes directly to a charity called UGenzi, which supports the Juba medical students. Roy Ahn, a public health specialist at Massachusetts General Hospital in the U.S. city of Boston, advises UGenzi. He says contributions like Walkley's help provide resources like textbooks, microscopes, and even teachers from Harvard Medical School, which is one of the best medical schools in the U.S.
The students have learned a lot, and I think more importantly, they have a sense that people care about them and want them to learn.
Here's Cholmakor Achek, who's studying at the University of Juba College of Medicine.
I started admiring being a doctor when I had malaria. I saw doctors in WoW, so I recovered from it, and I said this could be a good thing to do so that I help other people like the way they have helped me now.
Achek just finished a summer school program in Kenya, and now UGenzi is bringing him to Harvard School of Medicine for a month. Journalist Karen Day made a documentary film about Achek and his classmates.
All of them want to come back. They take great pride in the fact that South Sudan has become liberated despite all the challenges. So all these kids want to still come back to work, even if they have to leave the country to become doctors.
Day points out that because resources are scarce, it's taking the Juba medical students longer than their counterparts in other countries to earn their degrees. But, she says, they remain intensely motivated because they can see the tremendous need for medical help in their country. Day says their enthusiasm is like a bonfire. It lights a spark in other people and makes them want to join in. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.